Walt Disney, the man who started the famous entertainment company.
I started the Disney Animation Company with my brother, Roy. We created some of the most popular and successful children's films and characters in history. I also created the first Disneyland amusement park near Los Angeles, USA. I was born in Chicago, USA, in 1901, but my family soon moved to Marceline, Missouri, USA. I had three older brothers and one younger sister. We all went to school, but I was more interested in drawing than schoolwork. When I was 7 years old, I started to sell my drawings to our neighbors. In 1911, we moved again to Kansas City, Missouri. I became very interested in films. At that time, films were silent and in black and white. My favorite actor was Charlie Chaplin. He was very funny, and sometimes I copied his way of acting for my friends. I left home when I was 16. I wanted to join the army, but I was too young to become a soldier. Instead, I became an ambulance driver and was sent to France at the end of the First World War. In France, I helped many soldiers who were hurt. It was a very sad and difficult time. I drew funny pictures on the sides of my ambulance to make everyone smile. In 1919, I was very happy to return to the USA. My brother Roy found me a job as an artist at Peshman Rubin Art Studio in Kansas City. I drew pictures for newspaper and magazine advertisements. I met Ub Iwerks at the studio. He was also an artist, and we decided to create our own advertising company. Unfortunately, our business wasn't successful, and I had to look for a new job. Luckily, I found work with the Kansas City Film Ad Company. I made advertisements, and I became very interested in animation. I borrowed a camera and started to make short films in my free time. My first films were about a girl called Alice. A local cinema owner showed my films, and they became very popular in the Kansas City area. In 1921, after my Alice films became successful, I started a new animation company, Laugh-O-Grams. I gave jobs to Ub Iwerks and several other artists. Unfortunately, our costs became too high, and I had to close the company. It was time to look for new opportunities. In 1923, I decided to move to Hollywood, Los Angeles. My brother Roy was already living there, and together we started a new animation company, Disney Brothers Studio. A film distributor in New York, Margaret Winkler, ordered 12 new Alice films. We gave work to Ub Iwerks and several new artists. One of them was Lillian Bounds. I thought she was very beautiful. And in 1925, we got married. It was a happy and exciting time. We made more Alice films for Margaret Winkler. In 1927, we also created some successful short films about Oswald the Lucky Rabbit. The distributor for the films was Charles Mintz for Universal Pictures. In the spring of 1928, I went to New York to ask Mintz for more money for each new Oswald film. Instead, Mintz wanted to pay us less per film. He also told me, "Oswald belongs to Universal Pictures. He is our character, not yours." I was very angry, but I knew what to do. I needed to create a new character to compete with Oswald, and I decided that any new characters had to belong to the Disney Company. The new character I created was Mickey Mouse. At first, Mickey was called Mortimer, but my wife Lillian didn't like the name. She suggested the name Mickey because it sounded more fun. Ub Iwerks designed the character, and I gave Mickey his voice. In the autumn of 1928, we finished our first film with sound, Steamboat Willie, and Mickey was the star. Steamboat Willie was a big success, and Mickey Mouse became famous around the world. The Great Depression, which started in 1929, made life difficult for most people. They wanted to feel happier, and so they came to see our films, such as Silly Symphonies. In 1932, we made the first short animation in color, Flowers and Trees. I won my first Academy Award, an Oscar, the highest award in the film business, for this film. After Mickey Mouse, we created several other popular films and characters, including Goofy the Dog in 1932 and Donald Duck in 1934. We made a lot of money from these characters, and I was able to start my first feature film, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Snow White took 3 years and cost $1.5 million to make. Many people thought that I was crazy. My brother and my wife were very worried. They thought that the costs of the film were too high. But in the end, Snow White was a huge success, and it made $8 million in its first year. After Snow White, we made many other successful feature films, including Pinocchio, Dumbo, and Bambi. And when television became popular after the Second World War, we made Disney TV shows. I wanted to use the money we earned from the shows to create something new and exciting. A big new amusement park, Disneyland. We started to build Disneyland in Anaheim, near Los Angeles, in July 1954. I wanted to create a wonderful place that children and their parents could enjoy together. We opened Disneyland in July 1955, and soon everyone wanted to go there. Disneyland became so successful that I bought land in Orlando, Florida, to build another amusement park. Unfortunately, I didn't live to open Disney World in Florida. In 1965, I became very sick, and my brother Roy had to continue my work. He was a fantastic business manager. He always believed in me and my dreams. I was happy for him to take Disney into the future.